Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm CG Erickson.
And today we have Jeff Abraham here, CEO of Promescent. Hi, Jeff.
Pleasure being here. When you introduced yourself, I almost chimed in and went, hey, I'm Jeff Abraham. But I go, wait, I'm not one of the hosts. I got to wait for my cue, you know?
It was perfect. You did it perfectly. We've never had a smoother intro.
Okay.
So first of all, I want to say today is actually Friday the 13th. I don't know if you either. Well, CG, you're a little superstitious kind of ish. Jeff, are you superstitious? Do you get freaked out by that stuff?
I used to be when I was younger, but my life has taught me every day is going to be every day, no matter what the day, no matter. I mean, I used to be the type, I was watching a Steeler game. I go, hey, they score better when I sit on that couch rather than this one. And then finally I went, wait a second, this game's being played 3,000 miles away. Whatever couch I'm sitting on is irrelevant, you know? And sometimes it's like weird. You do get it in your head. It's a certain day, but then you realize the events are going to play out no matter what the date on the calendar is, you know, it's the efforts, but it's freaky. Sometimes it works out, but then you realize it's just coincidental. It's not because of it's that day.
I think magical, crazy, odd things can happen any day. I do believe that reality is filled with magic, we'll say, or oddities, but I haven't noticed, at least today, anything out of the ordinary freaky. I will say that.
I didn't even know until you mentioned it. Yeah.
I'm not going to have sex on a Friday the 13th unless I brought plenty of Promescent. That's all I'm saying.
That'll ensure you a good conclusion no matter what. You know what I mean?
I'm a little superstitious, so I'm going to bring backup. That's all I'm saying.
That's exactly. That's right. You're walking into a, you know, a bad area of town. It's dark. And, you know, you go, I might as well be packing. You know what I mean? Just in case.
Exactly. Jeff, can you tell the audience, if they, you know, whoever doesn't know, what Promescent is?
Yeah, Promescent started as a delay spray company. Our initial offering, the first product we had, was a delay spray for men. And of course, it's for women too, because if a guy performs better and lasts longer, it's just as beneficial to the woman as it is the man. But I will tell you, when people right away go, delay spray, I've tried those, they don't work, I have to really be specific and talk about the specific properties of Promescent. It has a eutectic formula, which means we change the crystalline structure of lidocaine from a solid to an oil aqueous form. When that happens, it literally penetrates the stratum corneum. So it goes subdermal. It goes into the fatty tissue underneath the skin. So the man maintains a higher degree of surface sensitivity, and it doesn't transfer to his partner. So the delay sprays that existed before, the reason people didn't like them, it allowed you to last longer, but the man was totally numb. He transferred to the woman. She was totally numb. So you literally had two people going, we're sweating. We might as well be in hot yoga. No one's having a climax or an orgasm. We're just moving around a lot and breaking a sweat. The whole objective is intimacy, is to have that reward, that, you know, your just desserts at the end there, you know, and without those, you might as well go ride your bike or take an aerobics class.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, it was, it's a very unique product, and it has properties that make it superior to the other products that it competes against in the market. So it was very successful. So we're very fortunate. And then a little under 3 years, or a little over 2 years ago, we started adding other products. We started with some lubes and then some condoms and female arousal gel, then vibrators and a nitric oxide supplement called VitaFlux and massage oils. And we've been very fortunate because each of those products is as good, if not better, than everything else in that category. So we've now become a sexual wellness brand, and we have a lot of people that just go, when I need my products for intimacy, I just get whatever I need here because these products are all exceptional. And I tell people when they say, wow, you've been very fortunate and, you know, you've been, you know, had some great success. I go, that's because our mantra is we will not introduce a product unless we believe it is as good, if not better, than everything else in that category. Because we've had this success and incorporated these other products without ever doing specific advertising for them, just putting them on our site. Because anyone who's having sex and wants to last longer, chances are they're using lube. Some people use condoms. People love vibrators. So it makes us very efficient and very profitable to literally be able to market multiple products to the same category, to the same group of people. But I'll tell you, the first time that we introduce anything that's not top-notch, we'll lose that trust that, hey, if it's on this site, I'm buying it because I know it's good. So when people go, what's your goal? How many new products are you going to add? I go, it might be one, it might be 20, it might be zero. Until we find a product in another category we're not in that is as good, if not better, than anything else in that category, we're not adding it. When we do, we will. So when people go, you know, how many do you plan on adding? I go, how long do a pair of pants have to be? Long enough to fit. If they don't fit, you're not wearing them, you know? And with us, you know, for every product that we introduce, there's 5 to 6 products that we're investigating that, you know, we bring into a pipeline and we really evaluate. And at least 4 out of 5, if not higher, we go, no, we really don't feel those are, you know, they have any unique properties to them that really make them advantageous that we feel they're going to fit in our line. So when we add something, it's with the true belief that ourselves, meaning people in our company, as well as a select customer group that I have that are our long-term, long-time users that I trust, that I let them be part of the process. Hey, we're thinking of bringing on this product. I'd like your opinion. And it does 2 things. Number one, it gives us the view from the end users, but it helps foster that loyalty. People go, wow, I'm part of the process. You know, like these guys trust me and they value my opinion. And it's because we really do. We don't want to be the type of people to go, hey, I like this, so you'll like it too. I want to talk to the people that are actually going to use it and go, what do you think of this product?
Well, you guys sent us a bunch of things. And
oh, boatload.
We have a boatload. What can I say? You know what I mean? No,
we got a boatload, and we're gonna say how our experience was to you now. I think I didn't know when we should do it, but now let's.
I love it because one of the things is I'm totally comfortable, and you can feel free to say I really like this one, that one. You know, I mean, I respect our company. I know our company. I really and truly feel that we bring a lot of things to the table. But there's nothing like good, open, honest feedback. That's what we need, yeah. And that's what I want. And I'm always looking for that. There's no product in the world that every single person in the world is going to go, wow, that's a world beater. People's body chemistries are different. You know what I mean? But I do know that our products play to the majority of people, and the majority of people not only like them, but find them cost-effective and really make them part of their intimacy on a regular basis. So
yeah,
I welcome honest, open feedback on every single product that you have. And you laugh when you said you have a boatload of them. I was going to say we started with an inner tube with a product in it, then had a raft with a couple of products in it. You know what I mean? Now we have a boat with it. Hopefully one day.
Kate had to get the neighbor to come carry the box inside. It was great. You know, it was such a surprise. It was like Christmas.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that.
Yeah. So we tried different ones. I personally like the massage oil. That's obviously like the tamest of the products in a sense, yes. But I thought it was good quality. I like the smell. It was vanilla.
I was going to say, which one did you have? Vanilla?
That's the one that got sent to us. And I like
my favorite
in terms of smells. So yeah. That I know, like I said, it's the tamest, but we did do CG, I'll let you talk about this.
And the massage stuff was great because, like, I'm terrible at giving massages or doing anything very sexual. And the massage oil just made it like I was a pro. The hands just felt were feeling so good on her, you know, and I felt like the man.
I used it to massage my girlfriend. And I'm telling you, if it smells good, it makes it easier. And I think it's more of a turn on for her. So she thinks you're a massage guru. You know what I mean? Meanwhile, you're fumbling all over the place. She just goes, hey, it feels good being touched. And this smells really good.
Yeah. So I got major street credit from that I don't deserve. So yeah. I love the massage oil myself.
Yeah. I do. I really enjoy vanilla is my favorite flavor. Although I do like the lavender as well, but my favorite is vanilla.
I would probably like lavender. I like that smell, but no. So that was the tamer one. But then CG.
I have to say, I love the lubricant. I love the lube because it's like, is she ready? Doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? No. Just kidding.
Assume the position. I got you lubed up. Okay. Yeah.
maybe I'm not the best at foreplay.
Yeah.
But you know, we can, but maybe I got time constraints. You know, maybe I got to get this going.
Yeah.
You know, and so like, okay, let's get this going. Let's work it out. I'm a fan of lubricant.
What did you use? Which one? The aloe vera?
It was good quality, but the issue was we had just done the massage oil and then
I don't think it was.
Did you feel like you were on a slip and slide?
It was a slippery ride. I'm not going to lie to you. It was. Yeah, it was.
We almost had anal accidentally.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're that lubed up, you might be putting things where you're not intending. You know what I mean? Because no friction there whatsoever, you know?
He was like, baby, wait, baby.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I was like, what's wrong? What's the problem? What's the problem?
And he's like the typical guy going, oh, I didn't realize. I swear it was a mistake. I wasn't intending that.
I did. Yeah, yeah. I'm not, I don't have that much skills. I don't know exactly where it's going. I know around, around where it's supposed to be.
But you just know you're in the area. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. And then this is what I got to say. The spray definitely does its job. Definitely does its job because I didn't think it would. I thought that I would spray it on. And I thought I maybe wouldn't feel a damn thing, you know, like maybe it just, you know, like it's a in your head thing or it's a, but no, it definitely, I was a champion. I was a grand champion.
Yeah. Well, the thing
and is, I've never been before.
Yeah, it's a metered dose spray. So you'll get the exact same amount every time. And what I tell people is we have so many people that tell us, I really had to dial it in. It's like a dartboard. First one's a little left, next one's a little right, then the third one dead center. Because I know the first couple times that I used it when I was evaluating investing in this company before I was even running it, first time I used it, I looked at instructions and said 3 to 10 sprays. So I used 3 sprays. I literally was grinding away for like 50 minutes and my girlfriend at the time was like tapping out like we were in a WWE match, you know what I mean? Like UFC. And I'm like, wait, I've done all this work. I got to finish. So I told Ron, Dr. Gilbert, the founder, next day, he's like, how many do you use? I go, 3 sprays. He goes, that's for people that have severe PE. I go, I just read the instructions. I go, he goes, if it's recreational, start with 1, you know? And people will tell me they have their own formula. I use 1 spray, but I spray it and I rub it in, but only a little bit in the frenulum, which is the underside of the head of the penis. I take the rest on the shaft because if I rub the whole thing there, I last a little too long. People have their own little recipe. You know what I mean? It's like making pasta. You go, well, I don't use a full tablespoon of garlic. You know what I mean? It's like people dial it in and they know exactly what gets it done for them.
Jeff, that's actually hilarious that you say that because I wasn't going to say anything, but I use 3 sprays as well. And, It was a little too long. It was a little too long. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. But yeah, because I thought 3 sprays. But then, yes, if it's for like severe, then yes, maybe 1. But yes, that same thing happened to me. And so I'm going to figure it out. You'll figure it out.
Trust me, start with 1 and you may go, 1 is exactly what I need because you go, I don't last that much longer, maybe another 5 minutes longer, but I'm in total control and I really have to concentrate and go, okay, now I need to finish as opposed to going, uh-oh, she's not done yet. Don't fire yet. You know what I mean? That kind of a thing. You don't want to get to a point where you go, oh my God, is this ever going to end for both of you? You know what I mean? That's you cross the threshold from pleasure to pain and you're going, that's not what anybody wants. So
well, you also gave me a pro tip, which is the frenulum. Yes. I was not aware of this word, and I wasn't aware of exactly where it was, but that's what I'm going to focus on, the frenulum next time.
It's the underside of the head of the penis. Okay. Yes. I remember when the first time I was listening to a podcast when one of our doctors was talking about applying Promescent, and he's like, yes, it's applied to the underside of the frenulum. I spent 3 minutes looking up Google, so what the hell's a frenulum, right? Then by the time I came back, I missed the 3 minutes when he was talking about what to do. So I said to myself at that point, if I'm ever doing these radio interviews or podcasts myself, I'm going to say frenulum, which is the underside of the penis, so that people don't run to go get a dictionary to go, do I have a frenulum? Where is that? You know what I mean? Which is exactly what I did being non-medical the first time.
Yeah, I was like, do I really have a frenulum? Does everyone have one?
Because I got to introduce myself to my frenulum. I never met him yet, you know?
Exactly. Good. That's a pro tip. I'm doing that next time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was. He definitely put a. Well, it said we were reading the instructions. 3 sprays, way too much.
Way too much. No, that's for people with severe PE. And the monograph states, we're covered under a monograph, that it has to be directed towards people that have severe PE. So From a recreational perspective, definitely dial it back and start with one and then go from there.
Yeah.
And now I'm not sure if I have severe PE or not. I've never been to a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm pretty quick in there. I get in and get out pretty quick. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly. I'll have to go talk to my doctor some more. But for recreation, one spray directly to the brain, and it's about to be on.
It's about to be on. Exactly. I think he has the most self-deprecating sense of humor I've ever had. He never misses one opportunity to say, well, I'm really not that good. You know what I mean? I look at who you're with and I go, you have to have something going on to have a quality partner like that. Trust me. Okay.
It's definitely something besides that, but yes. Yeah. I think you're right.
That's not true.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, we can get into that in a second, but I want to say this. I have been doing a lot of thinking about why there's a gap in between men's orgasms and women's orgasms. And I think, I'm not saying I'm correct, but my theory is because of circumcision, because you remove the skin that, you know, we talked about in our call last week about a hooded clitoris.
Yes.
You know, penises are naturally, they have an extra skin. And I think in our culture, they remove it, which I don't know if I had another boy, I don't think I would get him circumcised actually at this point, because I think that contributes to why men come quicker. Not only that,
it's more exposed, but think about it. You have friction all day on your underwear, you know, on the head of your penis, which might make it more sensitive, you know, because of, you know, just handling all the time, you know, that kind of a thing. And I know. Actually, the only reason they circumcise people is because it's more aesthetically pleasing. I don't think there's a medical issue for circumcision.
They used to say it was cleaner, but I feel like they've debunked that. And I have a bunch of guy friends who didn't get circumcised.
There's plenty of anteaters out there, right, Kate?
What'd you say?
You've seen plenty of anteaters out there on the streets, right?
Plenty, baby. Okay.
You have seen some? I've never seen one in my life, I don't think.
Yeah. I have been with men that are not circumcised, not an issue at all. Like, really noticeable for me either way. Do you know what I mean? But I know that cleanliness was not an issue. I dated clean people.
Yeah.
And, so I don't think it's a necessary thing, but I didn't really wake up to that until probably like 10 years ago or a bit more, where I was like, wait, why is everyone doing
that? What do you prefer? Do you prefer the hooded or the unhooded?
It doesn't really matter. As long as it's getting the job done and it's a good looking penis. Like, you can have an ugly penis circumcised or not circumcised. An ugly penis is an ugly penis. But like, I haven't had to dance with many of those. Thank the Lord.
Just out of curiosity, what makes an ugly penis, you know?
Yeah, because I was thinking they were kind of all the same.
I was going to say they're all pretty much the same shape. I mean, different sizes, of course, you know, maybe, you know, one curves to the left, one curves to the right a little bit, you know, but they're pretty much structured the same, I think, aren't they?
I don't want to hurt any potential listeners' feelings because penises are monsters. Vaginas are monsters.
We've got a lot of ugly penises out there listening.
No.
Well, yeah, that's true. And we don't want them to think they're ugly penises. You know what I mean? Like every kid, every mother loves, you know, their own child. I think every guy goes, I got a pretty good looking penis, if you ask me, you know?
That's true.
I think if it starts getting really banged up, because like some penises obviously have tilts to them or bends, like that's whatever. Like, but if it starts to get, and like I said, I really haven't seen this, maybe like in a weird porn or something. But like if it just starts to look unhealthy, if you're getting really weird bumps or things that just shouldn't be there, like take care of your penis, you know?
Yeah, I would be, if I was a female and I saw a penis with weird bumps and growth coming out of it, I'd go, you know, maybe we better wait a while. You got a urologist? I can recommend you to someone before we go to the next step here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was told, I didn't see this person's penis, but I know a friend of mine, for whatever reason, shared he was having some issues where there were like knots, like, form, like it was like a really painful condition, and I was like, I would not want to interact with that penis.
Yeah, I think if I was the owner of that penis, I would, before I would literally become intimate with someone new, I might be seeking an opinion on how can I get the knots out of this thing? You know what I mean? Like
doctors, yeah. Like, I don't know.
I feel like I'd pay out of pocket. Like it wouldn't need to be covered.
It wouldn't even need to be insurance. Okay. Yeah.
I'd spend my savings trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Hey doc, you know, I don't want to get too specific, but my penis is tied in a knot. Can you help me out here? It's kind of hard to urinate. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just think like I had a feeling, and he kind of shared, he had a very colorful past. I think he was probably actually having sex with a bunch of hookers. And I think like, that's just the vibe I got. And like, good looking dude. I think he just had like a flavorful past. And I think he misused his penis. I think if you do drugs and have a lot of hardcore sex, you can't feel if your penis is bending the wrong way. Yeah. Like you can't use too much spray for the same reason. Like you got to still feel your penis somewhat. Yeah. Otherwise you're bending it into a hooker the wrong way. And that's going to lead to some real health issues.
I'm generally at this point in my life, yeah, if I'm with someone I really don't know, let alone a hooker, I make sure that I am double wrapped. You know what I mean? I have a skin diving outfit on. I have a snorkel. You know what I mean? I'm like, in this day and age, you cannot be too careful.
Oh, you know what, Jeff? I was thinking about the condoms.
Yes.
The condoms don't have the delay spray in them. I was expecting that they would, that they might have the delay spray in them too, but
they don't for this reason. We find out that if you have delay spray in a condom over a period of like 30 days, the condom will start to degrade. Oh. So it would defeat the whole purpose of having the condom if it leaked, you know, that kind of a stuff thing. Mm-hmm. So we literally don't do it for that reason.
Condoms already makes it harder to come. So you don't really need usually. That's
a guy has severe PE, he'll still prematurely ejaculate with a condom. But most guys who don't have PE, using a condom reduces sensation, and you will literally take a lot longer. You're right.
Yes, I agree.
Not worried about pregnancy or whatever. I like to get into committed relationships. We both get tested. We both know so that I don't have to use condoms. But certainly, someone in your... Obviously, we both haven't been tested. You need to use condoms and be safe.
Yeah, I definitely prefer, you know, to figure out a way not to use condoms. That's what, you know, that would obviously be my preference.
Same here.
Sex is important.
Yeah.
And you know what I forgot to ask, Jeff? Okay, if you put the spray on, okay, and you're lasting like a champ, can she go down? Can she have it in her mouth?
Absolutely. See, all the lidocaine absorbs. So once you wait 7 minutes after applying it, you can have oral sex, you can have anal sex, you can have anything, and there's no issue whatsoever. There, from what I've
been, spray it onto your butthole and not feel the anal sex as much.
You know, there's been people that actually have told us they use it in that way, not only for the man, or if it's man, his partner, or man-woman, his partner, that they literally use it to make anal intercourse a little easier. Now, when it's not the intended use, but I've in that regard, but
it would be hard to market that. If you were trying to market it that way, I feel like it would be tough to market. But people should know that maybe that'll work for them. I don't know.
But I will tell you that if you use it, you wait the 7 to 10 minutes, and the first thing you do is get oral right away from someone, there could be a slight medicinal taste to it. It's not negative. It's not bad, but I've been told it tastes almost like Listerine.
Okay.
So you can freshen your breath at the same time.
Exactly. Exactly.
CG was saying that maybe someone could use it for dental surgery.
Like,
that's what I was thinking. Like to numb if you have a toothache or something, you could just rub it in there on the gums.
It's a form of promescent, a same eutectic form is what they use in dentist's office when you have a new crown or whatever. It's very similar, that stuff they spray on you.
Really? My jokes aren't even good then.
It's actually real. Next time you go to get a crown removed or replaced or whatever, when they go in there, go, sorry, I brought my own, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, Doc, I took care of that already, Doc. Promessing.
Yeah. I use it for all my numbing purposes.
I'm going to pierce CG's ear later using Promescent first.
Yes. We've had people that use this for tattoo removal, for getting tattoos. I swear to God. And it
works. Laser hair removal before, maybe?
We have a dermatologist that does laser hair removal that uses Promescent.
I believe it.
We have somebody that does some kind of eyebrow braiding that uses Promescent.
Eyebrow braid. Oh, okay.
You know, whatever, like eyebrow tattooing or whatever it is, where they do the permanent tattoo thing on your, you know, women do it on their eyebrows. We've had people use it for that.
Yeah, no, I put some on my finger and it did feel like a numbing cream. Like I said, my finger. And then I did try, you have a female arousal gel, although correct, it could be used for males. I tried to get CG to let me put it on his ball sack and he wouldn't let me.
I was scared, Jeff. I didn't know what would happen. I said, this is not the indication on the back of the bottle. And so therefore, keep it away from my nutsack. That's my typical.
We have heard, again, this is not the intended use, because we feel there's so many products out there for men already, you know, and women don't really, or they're really underserved in the sexual wellness, you know, category. But we've heard from a number of people that say, hey, you know, I tried this on my partner. He absolutely loves it, because it's actually a bunch of excipients that have a warming agent in them. In this case, it's peppermint. Anyone who feels a warming sensation, which increases circulation, is going to feel more sexual. So it doesn't hurt men to use it. And we have some men that actually do use it. There's a podcast called Two Wild Orchids, and they're two women, and they're in a relationship, and they make me laugh because I was doing their podcast, and she's like, you know what I'm wearing right now? And I'm like, what? She goes, a little dab of female arousal gel. I'm like, what? She goes, I love every couple hours, I just go into the restroom and I dab myself because I feel like it's all day foreplay. You know, like she dabs a little bit on her vulva or her clitoris and she feels that warmth and that rush. And she goes, by the time I get home, at the end of the day, I'm good to go because I literally feel like a crock pot that's been marinating all day. You know what I mean? And I'm like, wow. I go, I didn't really know that. I always thought of it, you use it right when you're intimate. But she uses it almost to feel like it's extended foreplay all day, you know, like this sense of arousal. Now, I know most guys, if they used it and they were sitting at their desk and started feeling aroused, they'd run to the restroom, you know what I mean? And go, okay, then I got to run back in another hour. Women, I think, have more of the ability to let it savor and wait. A guy's like, hey, I'm taking advantage of this. I get this feeling. I want to feel the release.
So, Jeff, we do have you on record, which makes me feel more comfortable that I can put that on my nutsack. That's all I wanted to hear.
I'm happy to know this. Tried it on me. You know, when we were first experimenting, you know, with the product, she goes, this feels really good. You know, can I put some on you? And I'm like, hey, if I think it works for her, why would I be afraid of putting it on me? And I'm like, sure, go ahead.
I manufactured this stuff. You can, yeah, you know, exactly. I trust you.
And I knew that it was safe, but she didn't put it on my nutsack. She put it on actually the shaft of my penis. And I'll be honest with you, it did feel good. You just feel this warmth. You know what I mean? You just feel this like extra like surge of blood. And I'm like, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, when I used it, it did feel, I told you this before, it felt like jalapenos were on my vagina, so I didn't know.
It was peppermint state. It wasn't jalapenos. We got it wrong.
Jalapenos. Now that I know it's peppermint, maybe it'll be a different experience next time because, you know, mentally it'll be different because, yeah, my body thinks of peppermint in a different way.
Maybe you'll think of it like a candy cane, you know. Isn't that peppermint?
It just felt like jalapenos, and it wasn't bad, but it wasn't like necessarily my thing. But I was like, let's put it on CG's balls.
Yeah.
And see, but he wouldn't let me.
Did you tell him jalapenos before you went to put it on his balls? That might have been your issue, okay? If someone said to me, I want your balls to feel like jalapenos, I'd go, let's try that next time, right?
She said it's kind of like someone's grilling sliced jalapenos on my vagina lips. And then she was like, why don't I put some on you? She said, no, in a good way, though. For her, she was kind of, you know, squinting like a little bit. You know, she was giving me kind of a look like it was in a good way.
Oh, but so then she felt like she was turned on, like she wasn't grossed out. She was like getting heated up.
Exactly. But then I turn into the guinea pig. She wants to put it all over me. And I'm trying to read some directions first. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying.
He's rubbing it on your neck, your forehead, your shoulders.
I had to slow her down. I had to slow her down a little bit.
But no, overall, you could tell that every product was really high quality, legitimately. And and then like I did a Google thing and I did see all the products in all these different stores. So yeah, because I hadn't heard of you guys until someone who works for you reached out. And then honestly, I didn't know. I was like, I don't know who this guy is. And I talked to CG about it and he was like, yes.
I was like, this is perfect for our podcast. I was like, this is a gift from heaven.
Well, you have to laugh because the timing. Okay. So we have been in Target for the last 4 years. We launched in 1,000 Walmart stores with our delay spray in July of this year. This week, we just launched nationwide in all GNC stores with all of our products. So this is our first entree into a major retail, 3,000 store retail chain with everything. So we are growing rapidly, very rapidly, and we've had a lot of success.
Yeah, when you told us GNC, I was thinking it was just the Vitalux, just like the supplements.
No, it's everything.
They got everything in GNC.
They got everything in GNC. Very proud of that. Because you probably aren't aware of this, but GNC is a Pittsburgh-based company, and I grew up in Pittsburgh. So when I was little, you know, you go to football practice, go to wrestling practice, you and your buddies go work out, you stop at GNC afterwards and get a protein drink or a protein bar, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And to me, when I first moved, I lived in Santa Monica, and then I live here. Every time I go and see a GNC, I go into it. It reminds me of growing up, you know, my youth and childhood, which was great. Me and my buddies going to GNC. So it was kind of ironic. They reached out to us. They decided they wanted to get into sexual wellness. So they did this like study and we're like, hey, here's this great company that we really think has a whole line of products that we'd like to bring in. And so they reached out to us in February this year. It went really fast and we inked the deal in May. And now we're on the stores. In stores in August, and I'm doing a radio show on WPXI a television show on Sunday, you know, to announce, you know, we're in GNC now. And it's very, very soothing for me to a television station that I watched growing up that I'm going to be featured on there now talking about my company being introduced into this Pittsburgh-based corporation. You know, it's like, I almost feel like I've come full circle now, you know?
Yeah, is that so? So is that a local in Pittsburgh, that station?
That station's local in Pittsburgh, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the
local. Because I was going to tune in. I was going to tune into the episode if I could.
I'll send it to you guys.
All right, sweet.
Yeah. So that has special meaning to me.
Aww. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's like a milestone moment where a dream manifests.
Yeah, so. Well, it's the first time we've been ushered into a store with our full product line right off the bat. You know, we're now pitching both Target and Walmart. They're considering adding additional products, you know, because we've done so well. But for a company to say, let's bring you in with the full product line, you're at another stage of your evolution as a company when that happens, rest assured.
Yeah. And Jeff, you said, you know, when you were growing up in Pittsburgh, you didn't come from money. Or anything, right?
No, you can say that. I didn't come from money. Wonderful family. But no, we were not wealthy by any stretch of the imagination. Surrounded by love, but not by cash.
Because that's kind of cool. That's definitely kind of cool that, you know, you grew up there and now, you know, you can walk into a store there and you got all your products. You come back and you're a very, very successful man. That's got to be cool.
It really is. You know, my partner, Ron, who was slain, he was the guy who started this company, and he was murdered. We talked about that before. There was a...
Greg, would you mind maybe rehashing that story for the audience?
Sure. Okay, so I was a semiconductor engineering CEO. I had this company that, you know, placed engineers to manufacture computer chips. So at age 53, I'd had a lot of success and I decided to retire because I started this company from scratch, was very fortunate, had some success, and I raised my son as a single dad. He left for college and I sold my company within a 60-day period of time. So I went from being busy 24/7 to literally having nothing to do. So I went to see Ron Gilbert, my next door neighbor, my doctor, my friend, you know, for my yearly physical PSA. And he's like, hey, I developed this product. I need your opinion. You're pretty shrewd, good businessman. Turned out it was Promescent. And one thing led to another.
Oh, that was your neighbor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
He was my friend, my doctor, lived near me, the whole thing. So I said, tell me about it. I said, tell me about it. I go, does this stuff work? He goes, yeah. So he gave me a sample just like you. I tried it. I'm like, oh, my God. I lasted like an hour. And my girlfriend at the time was like tapping out. And I'm like, oh, my. So next day I called him. I'm like, that works a little too good. He goes, how much do you use? I go, 3 sprays. He goes, that's for people with PE. I go, I just read the instructions. It said 3 to 10. I go, went on the low side. Start with one. One thing led to another. I ended up investing in the company, wrote him a check for $100,000. One thing led to another, and that I wrote him a business plan. It went really well. He asked me to write another business plan, which I did. He said, well, that's a great business plan, but we don't have that kind of capital. We need another $400,000 to do everything you want us to do. I said, well, I'll invest another $400,000, but you need to do exactly what I'm telling you to do because this company has potential, and I don't think you're really focused in the right area. So he did. It grew again. Then they asked me to take over the company, so I did. Unfortunately, he was murdered in a case of mistaken identity in 2013. Some guy had a prostate surgery 23 years prior, decided he was going to kill the doctor that did his surgery, got the name wrong, and murdered the wrong guy. And the reason I brought that back to being in retail, right near where we lived, there was a Target, this is in Huntington Beach, on the corner of Brookhurst and Adams. And I'll never forget one day he said to me, you think we can ever be like in Target? I'm like, I guarantee you we will be. Back then, we were doing $30,000 a year, you know, so that was like something he couldn't comprehend. But he was the genius. He was the, you know, the doctor and the scientist. But I'm the businessman. And I'm like, I guarantee you we'll be in Target. He goes, no way. I go, I guarantee it. And of course, it's unfortunate. He was murdered like a month later. But then 2.5 years later, we got into Target. And I remember when we got in, I was back in Huntington Beach. And I went to that Target on Brookhurst and Adams, and I walk in, and there's a display of Promescent. And I became emotional. I started to tear up. And I literally, and I'm not the most religious person in the world, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm more of a spiritual person rather than a religious person, you know? But I literally mouthed out loud, I said, I told you. I told you I'd get us in here. And people walking by must have been like, who was he talking to? You know what I mean? But it was really significant for me. It meant something, you know?
Was that guy talking to delay spray?
Yeah, exactly. I think that guy needs more than delay spray. He needs a psychiatrist, okay? I don't think PE is his biggest problem when he's talking to a bottle of Promescent, you know? But it really
I mean, yeah. That does sound definitely like an experience, though.
It was. There were certain moments in this whole journey that – or tinged with extreme happiness, but sorrow at the same time, you know? We opened this brand new corporate headquarters. It's at the base of McCarran Airport here in Vegas. It's 8,000 square feet. It's massive. And on the roof, it says Promescent in 15-foot letters with a logo, better in bed, so planes flying in and out. It's right at the base of McCarran Airport. See it? We have a forklift, a 3,000-square-foot warehouse, floor to ceiling with $2 million worth of wholesale product in there. And, you know, when he passed away, we had this closet in his office with, you know, 400 bottles of Promescent. And when we opened that office and I went there and I was with my employees and I'm like, this is magnificent. This is just, it's jaw dropping, you know? And I was so happy. And I took pictures. I was sending it to my sister and my brother and my son and everything. And I was driving home and I just went, man, I wish Ron could see this, you know, like his little closet with 400 units in it is now an 8,000 square foot corporate office with 3,000 square feet of warehouse product, floor to ceiling, 20 feet high with a lift truck. Don't ask me why. When I saw the forklift, I'm like, we have a forklift. You know what I mean? Because, you know, our warehouse, you know, bought that. I'm like, I mean, anyone could buy a forklift. But it just somehow made it think, oh, my God, we're legitimate. We have a forklift. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like we must have a whole lot of shit in here if we need a forklift.
If we need a forklift, okay, we're definitely not one closet with 400 bottles anymore, you know?
I need a forklift for like no reason at all, other than just to have a forklift.
Just so Jeff will think you're important and you have a legitimate company, you need one, you know?
No, so you can get that box of Promescent, you know, stuff that we got from Jeff and get it into your house. That's what you need a forklift
so
for.
So we can bring his boatload of products up the driveway and into the house, you know?
That'd be a great idea. I'll invest in a forklift.
That'll be my new stock thing. Hey, you want to invest in this company? They have a forklift? Yeah, okay, buy it. All right. If they have a forklift, I'm in.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, I kind of wanted to play a quick game.
Okay.
CG had an idea to maybe play a game. So I'm going to do, if you're okay with this, and I'm sure you've heard of this game, Two Truths and a Lie.
Yes.
I'll go first and you guys can guess what the lie is.
Okay.
And if you guys both want to, you know, think of some. Okay. So here, mine. This is, I think this might be my first time playing this. Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. I owned 3 hedgehogs. I once passed out when I was pooping. I worked at a farm store.
Jeez, Jeff, I don't even know these, dude.
I'll go first. I think you never had 3 hedgehogs.
CG?
But that would mean that you passed out on the toilet while you're taking a dump. And I feel like that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And if that really happened, it's absolutely ridiculous. But I got to go with Jeff. I don't think you can own a fucking hedgehog. That's so.
Let alone 3 of them. Okay. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I never owned 3 hedgehogs. I want to own them, but yeah, no, when I was about 12 or 13, I was taking a really intense poop and forgot to breathe and passed out. I woke up on the floor and my mom made me go to the doctor. And the doctor was just like, breathe when you poop. It was really embarrassing.
It's been a pretty intense bowel movement, you know?
That was.
You became lightheaded. But I'll be honest with you, when you first said that, I thought, I think I've been drunk enough or high enough in my life. I might have done it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I passed out. I was just so drunk. You know?
You know what, Jeff? I was thinking about that, but since I know Kate and I know she doesn't get wasted like that,
exactly.
I was thinking, like, this had to happen pretty sober. And so, like, how the fuck does that?
Yeah, if you had to throw the qualifier in there, because I didn't know that, if sober, I would have said that has to be the one. Because I can't imagine being sober, sitting there taking a dump, and all of a sudden you're sleeping, you know?
Yeah, that would be a scary experience. Did the doctor say that your diagnosis was you forgot to breathe? Is that the medical diagnosis?
Yes, it was like, so I was like in 7th or 8th grade, and I just was pushing so hard and I just didn't breathe. So now, like, to this day, when I'm pooping, I have to remind myself to breathe correctly.
Dude, this is fucked up. I
don't want to get that in my head now. Now the next time I go to the bathroom, I'll be there. Breathe, okay? Breathe. I don't want to have to do your podcast again in 6 months ago. You're not going to believe this. I did the same thing. I forgot to breathe. I ended up on the floor, you know?
Yeah, if you plan it in our heads, Kate, that can happen, I'm kind of worried, too.
That subliminal thing, you know? Can you imagine an ambulance coming and your neighbors go, what happened the other day? I forgot to breathe when I was in there taking a poop. You know what I mean? I'm like, what?
I think it would be funny if it just started happening all the time. Like, people just have to wake you up on the toilet all the time now. You just get a nurse. That's basically their one job.
This was a long time ago, but okay. So who wants to go next?
You go next.
Okay. I don't know how good at this I'm going to be. All right. All right. Let's do this thing. I once had sex on a beach. Dude, I don't know. I should have prepared more for this, I guess.
These are something you have to really prepare for. Here's the crazy part. I got so many freaking crazy things. I have to think of something that's true that might not be believable, because I can come up with 100 things to go, that's no fucking way. And I go, no, that actually happened.
Yeah, yeah. That's why, you know what, Kate? I don't know if I can do this. I wish I
should have. You had sex on a beach. I know, because you were a man whore.
No. But that was actually going to be the lie. Back then in my beach days, when I was a lifeguard, I wasn't having sex yet. So I was eating out a lot of girls on the beach. So that was kind of the trick.
Oh,
but then I couldn't come up with two different things. And I think we're definitely putting Jeff on the spot here, making him come up with them. We should have got this together beforehand, because yeah. I'm sure we had a minute.
I think I can come up with something on the fly, you know?
Jeff can. Okay, yeah, CG, just because you're failing.
Jeff's more of a man.
Doesn't mean Jeff's going to not be able to bring it. You just CG failed.
Okay.
I need promescent in like a lot of different ways in life. Just to make me better, perform better just in life.
Okay.
But
I was at a bullfight in Spain and went to go to the restroom and kicked open the restroom door. It was like one of these wooden doors. And there was a guy in the stall jerking off at a bullfight in Spain. Okay.
Okay.
We got a letter from somebody that literally asked if our product would help him. He was in Kuwait. And he said that he had been with a hooker earlier that day when she was rolling on the condom that he ejaculated and wondered if Promescent might be able to help him. Third one, we had someone call our customer service line and said, I want to order your product, but I'm going to give you an address, but I want you to put Attention Betty at the front desk. She'll come get it and bring it to me. And our customer service rep called me and said, do we have a mental health program? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, some 93-year-old guy in a senior citizen's home just called and ordered Promescent and said that he wanted it delivered to Betty. Then bring it to his room.
Okay.
That guy's the man. If that happened, that guy's the man. That was the best plan ever.
Which one of those three is a lie?
I'm going to say the bullfight. I don't know.
I'm going to say the bullfight was legit, because Jeff's an interesting, wealthy guy, and I bet he goes to bullfights, and he was specific about where the bullfight was. So I want to say that one's real. And then the other one, I think the guy who called from Kuwait is the lie. I think the guy from the nursing home is the real one. I think the guy who called from Kuwait is the lie.
You're wrong. All three of them are true. All three of them are true.
Oh, he got us.
I swear to God. Because when you first said that, I'm thinking, what are three bizarre things? And then I couldn't think of anything that was believable that wasn't bizarre. You know what I mean? And I was like, well, I might as well go with those three. The bullfight's the funniest one of all, okay? So this is back when I used to drink. I was 25 years old. I was working for Applied Materials. We were in Marbella, Spain at this conference. We went to a bullfight. We're drinking sangria. We're totally freaking hammered, right? I gotta go downstairs. And you go downstairs, and it's like this Colosseum-type thing, just like you see bullfights, like when you see them. You know, it's like this big stone, like Colosseum, you know? And there's not really like these tile bathrooms. You go downstairs and there's like this like just area where it's like dirt floors and stone. They have these like portable toys, but each one has it's just like this little wooden gate. And I go downstairs and I kick the gate open to go in this one stall, and there's a guy standing there with his dick out. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, he was standing up jerking off.
Standing up jerking off in a stall.
Because the stand-up jerk-off is not a typical move by any means.
But here's what blew me away. What about a bullfight was such a turn-on that he decided at that moment that he was so aroused, he had to go downstairs and jerk it, okay?
See, I'm thinking maybe he's on a date. He has to impress this girl. And he's getting all worked up. And he's like, hey, all right, you know, maybe I better go slide one off real quick.
Maybe that was his former early Promescent before Promescent was there. Take the edge off so he can last longer. He was all worked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Bullfights are crazy. I don't support bullfights.
Oh, no.
I think they're insane.
Yeah.
But it makes sense that like ultimate chaos would be going on. I can't imagine having a hard on, obviously, ever, because I don't have a penis, but especially at a bullfight. That's
yeah, no, it PG. To me, I'm not into animal cruelty, let alone killing them. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
it wasn't something that, you know, I would have ever scheduled, but it was the whole conference we went. You know, they had this thing booked every night. It was something different. And to be quite honest with you, I found it grotesque. I'm just not into that. You know, it's not my thing.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, I would want to see it just for the experience. Just, you know, like the more experiences you collect in this life, and that's what I don't have. So yeah. I would want to see it for that reason.
No, it's animal torture, CG. You don't need you don't need animals being tortured as an experience.
Yeah. No. What I'm saying is
that's like scat porn. I need a scat porn experience because I just
know
it's like,
you know what it is? It's the idea that people, you don't want to be there, but you want to see who's there and you want to see their reaction. And the people that are actually there because they want to be there, not like, well, you know, we were on this conference and it was like, okay, we're scheduling this and it was out of our hands. You know what I mean? And it was just amazing to me. There were people that were just dying to see the bull killed and frothing at the mouth. And I'm like, what is wrong with your life when that's your form of entertainment?
Like, that's what I'm saying. The thing is, I think it was barbaric what they did in Rome with gladiators and stuff like that. But would I be okay with getting transported there so I could like actually witness what something that crazy is like? Yeah, I would want to see what it was really like. And
Would you get transferred back to watch a witch getting burned at the stake too? Like, but that's watching bulls go at it and be tortured and then killed. Like, that is not an experience. That's not.
No,
but
no,
I think what he's saying is it's going to happen anyhow. You know what I mean? It's like he can't stop it. So it was out of curiosity. He'd want to be there to go, what type of people are here? How does this actually go down? Because if you had the ability to stop it, you'd go, I'd stop it. But you obviously, as an individual, can't stop it.
Yeah, and to me, it would be more like just a learning experience. Like that's a whole cultural thing that has lived on for, you know, centuries there. And yeah. So I would just like to witness what, you know,
no
what
the lighting, is like. No circumcision, and a lot more. No,
it's no like- 93-year-old men ordering Promescent and having it brought up by Betty. So my customer service person is traumatized picturing a 93-year-old man mounting a 93-year-old woman. But let me be serious. I'm all for it. I think that guy's a stud. I applaud it. I think it's awesome. Just don't make me think about it, okay? Don't make me think about two 93-year-olds getting busy, all right? Do it to your heart's galore. Do it all day, every day. Just don't make me visualize it.
Amen.
I was actually wondering, I thought Frank might be kind of the man. If he's 93 and he's still busting it off, you know, enough that he can use the Promescent. He's got some vitality.
He's got some serious vitality.
And he's got some swag if he's going to get it delivered to Betty or Agnes or whoever it was.
Betty.
Ethel.
Yeah,
you Betty. Know, yeah, which any one of them. And then
I have a friend, a very good friend. He's actually my best friend. He's also an investor in Promescent. That his dad was 97 and having him order Viagra over the internet for him. Mm. And so I go back to visit him. He lives in Pittsburgh. And so he and I are walking behind his dad and his girlfriend. We're going to see his new house. They were building his new house. He looks at me and he elbows me. He's like, hey, just picture those two getting it on. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, dude, I'm really happy your dad is still. Just don't make me think about that, okay? I'm like, oh my God.
All right, so before we wrap it up, CG, did you want an opportunity to do Two Truths and a Lie, or do you not want to do it? Because I didn't prep you.
Jeff did it so good, I'm just going to be embarrassed now. Jeff, I can't compete.
I'm going to do one for you.
Okay, we'll do this again in 6 months or whatever, and you're coming up with one then. You got time to think about
it. If I have 6 months to write it.
Yeah.
Let me try to do one for CG.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
All right.
I feel like this is intrusive. Go ahead. Get done.
If my girlfriend was here right now saying, I'll do one for Jeff, I'd be like, time out. I got to hear this shit first, okay? Before this hits air, okay, I need to approve this.
Yeah, maybe forget it. I was going to do the squirrel eggs thing. We'll do it again in another time. CG will be proud.
No, I'm glad you did it. Because, you know, even though I was a monumental failure, you guys killed it. So I think it was a good idea.
I was having some food for thought. I'm like, whoa. And if you would have said she's completely sober and I wouldn't have thought you could have, that's the one I would have said, pass out while pooping. You know what I mean? Because no way unless you're totally drunk, you know?
Well, yeah. Next time I'll prep everyone so they can have time to do it. Jeff did bring it, though.
He brought it.
Your improv skills.
Although I didn't follow the rules exactly because I had three lies, but I forgot the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but at least you had a spin. Like, CG, you have so much crazy stuff you could have been there.
Maybe, yeah.
I mean, my lie was three hedgehogs. You could have said a peacock or something. Like, you could have brought up Peaches, your cat that used to torture you.
Peaches the cat, yeah.
CG had a cat growing up, Peaches. It was a sister's cat that would, if he accidentally left his door open, it would sneak in, go up into his bed, fart in his face, and when he tried to get the cat out, it would dig all of its nails into CG. And it's like really traumatized him. You could have brought up Peaches.
I don't like cats. If that cat would have done that to me, all of a sudden, hey, I think your cat ran away, and there would have been a fresh mound in the backyard where I buried his ass, okay? I mean, I'm not a cat. I love dogs. I love animals. I'm just not a cat. I'm allergic to them, number one. I'm not a big cat person. Anytime an animal, instead of bringing enjoyment, starts inflicting pain, I go, I got an issue with that.
I was like 8, and it'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning on my top bunk. And then, like, I try to get him off. I'd be like, go away, Peaches. And then I try to actually throw him off of my top bunk, which is horrible, I guess to say. But then when I would try to throw him, he would latch on with his nails onto my forearms. And it was a pretty horrible experience. And Peaches, the name, would make you think it was a really cute, nice cat.
No, it was a pain in the ass, huh?
Peaches was a cat from Pet Sematary, basically. Yeah. There are those cats who are real out of pocket, too, who love to, like, rub against your leg. Like, they like to rub or rub their asshole against your leg. And that's just wrong.
Yeah.
That too. When a dog just comes up right into your crotch, it's like, get your life together. Like, yeah, I don't care if you're an animal. That's rude. I don't need anyone's stuff, like, just up into my vagina. Like, please back up. And if you're the owner of that,
you should have them trained. And if you're not, keep them in the garage when people come over. I've been in that situation. You go over to someone's house and a dog starts sniffing your balls. You're like, what if he takes a bite? You know what I mean? You're like, you don't want to be all, like, paranoid, but you're like, hey, can someone, like, get this thing out of here?
And their family's used to it. So they think, oh, yeah, that's just Nibbles. He's fine.
Oh, he's cute.
Oh, he's just Nibbles.
No, he's not. Get him out of here. Nothing cute about a dog nibbling at my balls, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know about your definition of cute. That's not in mine.
Yeah, no, it's not enjoyable. But all right. So we're going to wrap up. But I want to say I'm going to have a link for anyone who wants to try any of the products that we were talking about. Plus, there's more. There's something coming out, delay wipes, that we didn't get to try yet.
Try the delay wipes. That's
what they're not. They don't debut until the second week in September, September 10th.
Okay, so we'll try them in the future. But anyone who wants to try anything from Promescent, I'm going to put a link under this so they can have a discount to it.
Perfect.
And then, yeah, we'll keep trying the products. We'll have you on again in the future, and hopefully we'll have.
Oh, this is fun. This is like just chatting with a couple friends. I mean, I love that. Yeah. I mean, this was entertaining. This was a great break for me to have fun today, you know, because I got a super busy day. This was awesome.
Yeah, dude, Jeff, thanks for coming, man. You're a ball.
My pleasure. Oh, and
CG, I didn't know. I know I always ruin things. He may have a fun sketch coming your way.
I may have written and directed a small Promessin video. It's only for your eyes, Jeff. I got some inspiration. I said, I think I got to make a quick, funny video for Jeff. So you may be seeing that. You may be seeing that in the future, Jeff. It's just for you.
I love it. We're actually in production right now on 3 TV commercials. We're going to start running television commercials in November. So maybe we'll brainstorm and ask you for permission to turn your idea into one of our commercials.
I don't know. No. You're probably just going to get a kick out of it yourself.
As long as I get a laugh out of it, it's worth it for that alone.
That's what it's for. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I wish he had written me in a part, but maybe in the future. Maybe if you like it, then yeah, because he was telling me about it and it's great, but I wasn't supposed to say anything. Anyway, I will have a link. So anyone who wants a discount, check out the link. It's under the description. And thank you so much, Jeff.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
Yeah, Jeff, it's been a blast, man.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend.
Congrats on being successful. And then real quick for me, if you want a healing tarot reading, kwolf27@gmail.com. Also check out our Patreon, patreon.com/invasionofprivacy. And thank everyone so much for listening.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks. Take it easy.